Guys and girls, thank you so much for listening to Behind the Sign podcast. How many of you love to eat out? I absolutely am obsessed with it. I love pasta. I love pizza. Everything healthy and kind of unhealthy. You know what? Guess what? No matter what I'm in the mood for, the Infatuation app can help me find the perfect place to eat. Hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let the Infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. It is awesome. Check it out. I'm going to get some food. Peace out. Guys and girls, what is up? Welcome to The Daily Show for Actors. My name is Jesse Daly. I am a working actor living and working here in Hollywood, California. I've been here for about 9 years, and I am here to help any of you who are interested in working in entertainment. I'm here to help you with sharing some advice that I've learned and some tips on how to become successful in this industry. I certainly want to make it known in all of my podcast episodes that there's no right or wrong way to make it in Hollywood. There's only your way, right? So the advice and the tips that I'm sharing are strictly tips and advice that have worked for me, and they're just really my opinion and my opinions on things that you can do that can give you the best possible chance at success. So I want to focus this episode on a topic and a subject that is incredibly, extremely important in this business, the business of acting, but also in any industry, that, you know, any endeavor, any job or any pursuit that you're hoping to embark on, or anything that you want to do, you know, as a career. You have to ask yourself why you are doing or why you want to do what you're doing. So, for example, if, you know, when I started in this business, I really had to think to myself, what are the reasons why I'm doing this pursuit, and why am I pursuing a career in this industry? Well, at the time I was 22, I was fresh out of college. That was when the U.S. economy was basically awful. And I was working for Surfer Magazine part-time, which I loved, and everyone down there is super cool. But the job that I was working for them was very part-time, and it wasn't really sustainable, especially during the economic collapse of 2008-2009. So while I was in my senior year of college, I thought about other things that I could maybe do, you know, to make some money. And being that I went to college at Concordia University in Irvine, which is in Orange County, California, in the close proximity to Hollywood, I thought, well, I'm really close to LA. Why not give it a shot up here? You know, come into some auditions. And, you know, at the time, High School Musical was a huge hit. And I'm sure most of you listening to this know what High School Musical is. It starred Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens and all those people. And at the time, a lot of my friends would tell me, "Oh, Jesse, you look so much like Zac Efron." And we kind of had this similar look. He's much more jacked and masculine than I am today, to be honest. But at the time, we looked very similar. So I thought, well, you know, I don't have a lot of training as an actor. I sang as a kid, but maybe I could make some money. You know, if that's a look that you know TV and film and commercials are buying essentially, maybe I could, you know, see if I could work in it. So I, long story short, I don't want to ramble on here, but long story short, I booked a print job for a cell phone company, and I got an agent, talent agent, which we will absolutely discuss later on in this podcast, how to go about getting a talent agent. But long story short, I had a job, I had an agent, and I had some money in my pocket at that point, and I was just graduating school, so I thought, I'm gonna give this a shot for a while. That was 9 years ago. but the question that I asked myself at the time of when I started pursuing acting, and that I asked myself, frankly, every day, is the question, why am I doing what I'm doing? And guys and girls, your why in every area of your life is going to be the determining factor of your success or not. Your why has to be so meaningful to you. It has to be the most important driving force behind, I think, anything that we do in life. So now, at the time, being 22, my why of pursuing a career in entertainment had a lot to do with the fact that I wanted to have some fun. I wanted to try something new, you know, adventurous. But that's fine. I think that can be a good why to start. But as the years have gone on, the reason why I have continued a career in the performing arts and the creative arts. I also work as a writer and a designer now. I have little phone cases. I'm sure that some of you who follow my Instagram and YouTube are aware of some of this. But my creative endeavors have led me into wanting to share positivity, wanting to share love, and wanting to inspire as many people as I possibly can. And that is my why now. And it is the reason why I have been able to withstand the ups and downs of the entertainment business, which we will also talk more about in future episodes. There is absolutely no business that I, in my opinion, and I'm biased because I work in entertainment, but I would really have to say that from my experience in life, there is no business that is more uncertain and more difficult than acting. And that's because you never know where your next job is, and there's no guarantees. Now, there's no real guarantees in life in general, really, but it, you know, in a 9-to-5 kind of a job, you at least have sort of some kind of control over knowing when your next paycheck is arriving and that sort of thing. Not only is this an entrepreneurial pursuit, but you're also selling yourself. So it's not like just like a product. You are the product, right? So your why, about why you want to involve yourself in this business, is incredibly important. Being famous, making money, you know, having notoriety, all of those things that can come along with this business are nice, but it's not guaranteed, number one, and it's also not sustainable in terms of every area of your life feeling fulfilled. So ask yourself, why do I want to be an actor? Why do I want to be a part of this business? And do me a favor and write that down, and share. Please feel free to share your responses with me via my YouTube, my Twitter, my Instagram. Again, it's if you just go on any of those platforms and look up Jesse Daly, you'll find me, I hope. You know, again, for me, the driving force right now for remaining in this business is that I enjoy being a communicator, I enjoy being a motivator, and I enjoy storytelling. So it's, you know, there are so many areas of life that those things are applicable to. Acting is just one of them, right? So you have to have a strong reason why you're doing what you're doing, and even a bigger version of why is that I want to always be able to help my family and the ones that I care about. So, you know, again, it's like when you're thinking about a career as an actor, it's tempting to think about things how fun it is to be on set and you know, I'd imagine it'd be really, you know, fun to be famous. That comes with other things too that are always not always so fun. You know, it's tempting to think about that as being your why. But I ask you to think of your why in the bigger picture of the word, and think of your why as something that is so important to you that you're not going to give up on your passion when things get tough, because they will. In every business and in every area of life, things get tough sometimes. But if your why is strong enough, your reason for continuing to forge ahead is strong enough and meaningful enough, you can and will achieve every dream that you hope to achieve, including, of course, being an actor. I think this podcast is also, now again, guys and girls, I'm just starting this podcast, so I'm kind of learning as I go along what my main focus is going to be. Of course, it's going to be on acting, but you're going to hear a lot of my other thoughts in terms of building a successful, you know, life in general based on your version of success, and that includes other areas, of course, from just acting. So bear with me as we move forward, please, because I'm sure I'll get off topic from time to time. But with that being said, for this the homework for this episode is just to write down your driving force, your reason why you want to be an actor, and write that down and think about it. And make it a big why. Is it for, are you interested in pursuing this passion, this career path because you want to help others, because you want to share a message, you want to be a captivating storyteller? Do you want to help your friends and family? Do you want to impact lives? Because that's an incredible part of this business too. We have the opportunity as actors to raise awareness about important issues and tell important stories on a stage for in front of the world, whether that be physically on a real stage or on TV or film or even, you know, through social media. So there's lots of reasons why. Make sure that before you commit to an acting career that your why is extremely meaningful. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Daily Show for Actors. Please follow me on all my social accounts. You will and connect with me. Would love to hear from you guys and girls. My Instagram is at JesseDaily47. Twitter is at JesseDaily, and YouTube is YouTube.com/JesseDaily. I will see you soon, or I guess I'll talk to you soon on the next episode. Thanks so much. Lots of love and peace out. Guys and girls, this podcast has been recorded on Anchor. This app is so awesome. Get out there and download it yourself. Guys and girls, it's 100% free. And your podcast, whatever your story is, whatever you'd like to share with the world, it can be distributed on so many listening platforms. It's incredible. And it's 100% free. And now Anchor can connect you to sponsors who can pay you to, you know, do your podcast. So jump on, get the Anchor app. It's awesome. Anchor, thanks so much, you guys.